I'm going to be a little bit nicer to you today because this is Ashaholics Series 1, Episode 10. This will be our final episode in the series. And I have a very, very special surprise for you. And her name happens to be Jessica Twisted.
I'm here.
And you know me. I love everything Twisted.
Especially me.
Especially this cute little girl sitting across from me. So tell me a little bit more about you, because we don't hear much about you in the Julie Land Network, but
not yet.
We have seen you as a contributor to our blogs, and you also have a blog that yourself, and I met you through Twitter because she has this lovely side boob picture, and goddamn, do we all love side boob here at Julie Land. And you have some pretty impressive Twitter rants, so tell me a little bit about you.
Thank you. Well, I'm a stripper from Arizona, and I've been dancing for 4 years now, for much too long. And I like to rant about everything on Twitter. I'm sorry, I messed that up a lot.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, we're going anyway. Yeah, because I have a lot of anger.
And tell me, what is your anger centralized around?
I'm mostly about stripping. A lot of my regulars bug the shit out of me, but that's what you have to do to make money, so I do it.
Yeah. So if you could tell me your top rules for stripping, I would love to hear, because I started featuring not that long ago, and I would like to feature more. So give me some advice as a stripper.
Be nice. That's the hardest part of the job, because I hate it, and the people that you talk to there are fucking annoying as shit. But you have to be nice to them to get dances, so that's number one. Number two is be a little bit dirty. And that's just another rule you have to break a little bit. So push every single limit out there. And just have a lot of fun, because people tend to love that. And I love it too.
Do they do it sober or not sober?
I don't tend to do it sober a lot, but don't tell anybody that.
Okay. Is there a rule against that?
Well, you're not supposed to, because there's laws or something there. But alcohol is so good. So we do it anyway.
Anarchy in the strip club.
Yes,
you hear that?
There are no rules.
Samantha,
rules, we don't need
so
no
proud.
Rules.
Yeah, there's no rules.
What are some of your favorite dance moves? Because I know that when I've danced, I have a little bit of tricks of the trade to make the crowd go wild. Tell me yours.
People go apeshit over the splits. If you can
do
the
splits.
That's
lovely.
Yes, if you're flexible, people love it. And then other than that, pole tricks are pretty good, but really, like, getting up on somebody on stage and, like, pretending to make out with them or ripping their shirt off, like, any razzle-dazzle, people love it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, you're in L.A. now. Is this your first time here in L.A.?
Not my first time. I have a lot of family here who are, like, movie stars and producers, and my cousin's a body double in some, like, slightly pornographic film, so a lot of us hang out here. I feel
did
wrong
I just
watching
hear that
it.
You know somebody who, like, maybe a stunt cock? How does
Ash,
that work?
Like, what,
my cousin's a stunt cock.
Ash, like, a body double in porn, like, that's like lower than a male porn star.
Yeah, that's just a little bit lower than a male porn star. I've known some male performers to wear masks during scenes. My ex, who was also a performer, was a stunt cock in the Star Trek parody for the main guy. What's his name? I'm losing
Spock.
Star Trek. yeah, but that was quite interesting. I didn't know those existed. What I was really surprised when I joined Porn to Learn is that fluffers are not real anymore in this day and age. Fluffers are a vintage novelty item.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Like, but a stunt, I mean, how do you know he does this?
I saw the video.
Oh.
It was
you know,
bad.
When I first got into porn, I had to tell my little brother, and I remember calling him and saying, yo, bro, what's up? So do you still watch porn? Because I remember, you know, like, catching you a couple times growing up. Yeah. Well, you might want to stop because your sister's in it and I'm not paying for your therapy. What? Yeah, I really mean it. Don't even try. I'm not paying for that therapy, bro.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't you just tell him to stick to the Asian porn because you won't find me there?
Well, yeah. No, I really think that he has, and he's a gamer, so like the whole Asian like gamer girl fetish is huge for him, and it's right. So fucking cute.
But he's not going to find you on the Asian sites or the black sites or the, I don't know, the tranny sites. Tell him to stick to that stuff.
Speaking of boys and dating, Jessica Twisted, I hear that your twisted little self has something called a fuck it list.
I have a massive fuck it list.
Now, could you explain to everybody what a fuck it list is? Because I really like the sound of this.
A fuck it list is a bucket list of fuck. So all the people that I want to cross off my list before I die. So movie stars, rock stars, rap artists, who else is on there? Country singers, any type of elementary school teacher.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple races on there.
That's quite a few. Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite ones so far that you've knocked off?
Well, I just knocked off Fireman and High School Crush in one go, so I get double points there because we're playing it like a game. Yeah, it was awful, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's no fun.
He didn't put out your fire.
My fire's still going really hard. I was upset about that.
Man, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, yeah. Down. Call 911.
And my 15-year-old self is really disappointed about the high school crush thing because he actually sucked in bed.
Have you had a military guy yet? I've had a lot of experience with those.
No, he's next on the list, though. I've got a couple waiting in line. I just got
to
pick one.
Some of those are good. I used to be engaged to one.
Ugh, sorry.
What's your celebrities?
Celebrity? Gerard Butler's really high on the list for some reason.
And who else? Know.
Oh, can we just keep Dave Navarro off your list? That's the one thing I'd like to do for you.
Okay, I'll put him off. Yeah, he's not on.
That's easy to hook up.
Have you had that experience? Easy.
Yes, I have had that experience. Was it awful? It wasn't a bad experience. Oh. It's just I've been there, done that experience. Well, moving on.
Anyone famous is kind of disappointing sometimes. So.
No, you mentioned your Twitter. Where can people find you if they want to follow you?
It's at @DEAR_twisted. And that's me.
Dear Twisted.
Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to find. I'm not really cussing out celebrities.
Go ahead.
I want to know, what do you love about stripping?
About stripping?
Yeah.
I get a power rush from it. I like people yelling my name when I'm on stage and throwing dollars at me just to spend a couple seconds of my time.
Do you like giving lap dances?
I love giving lap dances. Yeah.
You know, when I stripped, I really, really loved getting their attention and crawling across to each and every single one. And it's so funny because from the moment you show up to them, it's like Christmas morning and they're like, oh my God, she's here. She's paying attention to me. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away and it's like you kick their puppy and you move on to the next person. And they just look at them like, I want to kill them. Yes. And then they throw more dollars and then you come back and they're like, oh my God, yay. Mm-hmm. And then you go away and it's like, oh.
Oh, you're out of money. No more.
Exactly. Dude, I'm sadistic though. I like watching their faces light up and then die out.
Yes. I like throwing the dollars back to guys I don't like and seeing them just get disappointed.
You've literally given the guys their money back.
I've given their money back. I just didn't want it, couldn't do it.
Okay.
That's okay with me. I don't know.
Do you have any embarrassing stories stripping? What is your most embarrassing night that you had? These are always the best stories that I love to hear.
Well, I fall down every day, so I'm the Twisted Tumbleweed because I'm always falling down.
That's an amazing nickname.
You ever fall off stage?
Fallen off stage, but probably the most embarrassing night was when I got almost blackout drunk and climbed all the way up to the pole and fell all the way down. That was pretty embarrassing. It was a full house, too, so.
Yeah, did you get any money from that?
I did. People tip really well if you hurt yourself.
I used to work at a coffee stand, and we had a hustle a lot like a strip club, especially, you know, you get personal with the customers. You get to know their drink orders, things like that. Strippers don't have to do that, but it's just, it's a service thing. You know, you are providing a service as a stripper. And, man, there were so many times where people pissed me off in that coffee stand the same, and I would throw money back at them. I didn't want their service.
Yeah, fuck it.
Crap. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Fuck
so mean.
So mean. No, not at all. But they always tip me more. I figured the system out really well. They always tip me more when I came over and I was still drunk or hungover from the night before and I had to open the coffee stand because they're like, oh, you poor cute thing. Here's some extra money. Get through the day. And I'm like, I just went in hungover every single day, whether my boss liked it or not, because I made more money.
Mm-hmm. I made like $20 the one time I fell down the stairs at work. It was awesome.
What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
I had a guy make it rain on me on a Tuesday with like $200 in ones, and then I had to get a bucket to take it off of the stage. It was a pretty good night.
So $200?
Yeah, on a Tuesday. It was awesome.
On a Tuesday. Two for Tuesdays. That's a whole new meaning.
Seriously. Tips for tips.
I was
on
really
Tuesdays.
Happy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I never saw the guy though. That was the worst part. So like I sat up after the money was like all running off of me and I couldn't find him. And I was like, no, I need some dances.
No.
He's gone.
Tell me some of your favorite songs to strip to because we're all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll on here. And I would love to know what this Twisted Little Stripper strips to.
Well, right now, from like my entire career dancing, it's Life is Beautiful by 6 a.m. That was like my signature song. Mm-hmm. But I'm going through a dubstep stage right now. So Crave You. I don't know. I think it's Flight Facilities who sings that. That's a really good one. It's like a sexy dubstep song. But anything like really metal, like Godsmack or Metallica, I get into, which my club likes because everyone else is just like Mexican rap.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can only do so much Pitbull.
I've heard lately that you've been getting into the electronic scene and the rave scene, and everybody knows that's one of my things and passions coming from go-going and promoting and all that other shit. So tell me about, you're a newbie to all of this. Tell me what you've learned. You're wearing a bracelet right now that actually says Plur, which if you debate with me, Plur does not exist anymore, but it's one of the old rave sayings for peace, love, unity, and respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this was my first weekend officially raving. We've been practicing every weekend at the lake. We have little mini raves on the lake with our pontoon boats, but this weekend was Nocturnal Wonderland. Mm-hmm. My rave name is now Ducky because I had a rubber duck with me the whole night. I don't know where I got it, but I did.
Ducky.
Yes, Ducky. And then when my favorite DJ ATV came on, I literally cried. I was so excited.
My rave name started out as Princess, and I absolutely fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. But that's when I was dancing only. When I started promoting and I was dancing at the shows and I was being paid to do light shows and demonstrations and things like that, my nickname got changed to Hollywood, and that is the real story on where Ash Hollywood comes from.
Here we are.
I thought you're lucky they didn't call you Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, exactly.
Hi, I'm Ash Van Nuys.
But you know, every time I hear the words Van Nuys, I think of Borat. Oh, that's Van Nuys.
Never thought of that. So true.
My sister, number one prostitute in Kazakhstan. That's Van Nuys.
Can I eat this?
Cool. So I have another dumb question. So you went to your first little rave here and stuff like that. What'd you do the whole time there? Besides, did you roll?
I rolled my balls off. I don't even have balls.
I never really understood that term, but rolling balls.
I don't even know where my face is anymore. And then at the very end of the rave, a cop decided to talk to me for like 30 minutes, which was great. So he took his horse over and I'm just like rolling and like petting his horse the whole time.
I've had these experiences.
I'm petting the horse.
I
recently got back from Burning Man and, every single day is full of about 10 of those crazy experiences. Cause the rangers there will help you out, but there's specific ones that you can and can't talk to. But I went up tripping my face off on mushrooms and acid, and I'm like, I can't find my camp. Will you help me? Where am I? And they're just like, oh, yeah, you know, come down here. I went into the medical tent tripping my face off. I was like, I feel like I'm going to faint. And they're just like, they're bandaging me up, bandaging my ankles and my feet for my blisters. I'm like, thank you so much. It's a strange whole other world. But Jessica, it's been very, very nice to meet you, and I'm so happy to have you on my final episode of Ashaholics for this season. We will be coming back. We're not sure when, but before we go, Jessica, tell us one more time, where do we find you?
At DearTwisted@twitter.com. Not really, but...
And now tell us a little bit about your blog. I mean, where would you find that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in the works to get an official website, so it's not really there right now, but you can find me on julieland.com. That's julieland.com. And there will be an official jessicatwisted.com coming up pretty soon.
Amazing. And you can find me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at ashhollywood. And of course, you can always see me on the wonderful pages of julieland.com.
Every month.
Every single month.
That's the one thing I noticed.
Because I'm like, J Girl of the Year.
Exactly. And by the way, do you like the new car we got you?
Oh, my new car is wonderful. See, it's invisible and I can't find it yet. But that's half the fun.
They pay us so much. It's great.
So again, this is the final episode. Thank you, Ashaholics, for tuning in and being completely and utterly fucking addicted to me. I love it so much. And we will see you in a few weeks with the next season. Thank you.